Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a special edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and the other day you heard Leanne Bennett as she shared about Baker Shoemaker and the Shoemaker family. I am in Cullman, Alabama right now at the Cullman Agricultural Center, and I am with Trent and Harley Joe Shoemaker, and their son is two-year-old Baker. Baker, I had the opportunity to meet him just a few minutes ago. What a smart kid, and he's about to turn three is what Dad tells me. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Trent and Harley Joe.
Thanks Hello. For having us.
Glad to have you. What an amazing event today. I know when I was talking to Leanne, she was concerned about people showing up, but it looks like they have.
Oh, yeah. It's been packed today. I mean, people that we might not even know showing up and introducing themselves. A bunch of biker peoples came, and they have, you know, just little things that they do for people that they come to these big events, and they've said that, you know, they make these tennis shoes, and we get to pick out and stuff, and people that we don't even know on a day-to-day basis, they come out and they've been supporting and talking, and just being able to see Baker, I think, really helps a lot of people, because when you think of cancer, it's hard, and they think that, you know, he's going to be really sick, but a bunch of people came out today and just has really been loving on us. I'm probably going to cry, but it's been just really overwhelming with how many people has been here to help.
I appreciated the fact that Fairview High School stepped up to the occasion. Oh, yeah. Y'all are both graduates of Fairview High School. To have your alma mater step up and say, we support this effort too. They're still with you, even though you've graduated. We had a lot of people graduate yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to think this many years later, they're still in support of your family. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. I mean, we weren't expecting any of it for sure. And it kind of just hit us. And then we get tagged up on a bunch of different stuff on Facebook. And we had no clue that Fairview even really knew anything other than what we post on Facebook. And then they just kind of spread the word. And it really helped a lot. And it made us feel loved. Because, you know, after high school, you don't really think, you know, you're just another name, kind of, but Fairview was a little bit different.
I think part of what I messaged the young people yesterday at Lauderdale County High School, where I graduated 24 years ago, one of the things that I talked about was staying connected. We have so many different avenues of technology, and I know those young people know a lot more about it than I do, but there really is no reason to not stay connected in this day and age. Maybe your classmate is the voice you need to hear, is what I was trying to share with them.
Yeah.
That's really the last time they'll all be together in that setting, but they need to stay connected and know what's happening, because yes, we start to have families, we have careers, we have things that we're involved in, mm-hmm. and these challenges come up.
Yeah.
And when you can look to your classmates and you can look to people in the past that maybe you lost a connection with them, but then they come back and they show their support for your family, what does that make you feel like?
I had a couple guys reach out to me that I ain't talked to in a long time that I played football with, and we had a real good connection playing football and baseball and stuff. And then, you know, of course, you graduate and you go on, you ain't got nothing in common no more. But when they hear something like this happen, just to get a text message from them, hey, man, I'm here for you. If you need anything, just holler. It's real humbling, real gratifying. It's glad they reached out to me, you know, they come back. You know, it's just like we had a bond back then, and then something serious like this happens, and we can have a bond again. You know, it's really thankful for that.
You want the families to know that you are there for them, to support them in whatever challenges they face, and to have a two-year-old that you simply went to the doctor thinking it was strep,
yeah.
and then to find out it's leukemia, that's heavy stuff. Who to look to, mm-hmm. who's going to help you? And I know that you preach as well, Trent, so that would be something that steps in for you, is your faith.
I got called to preach when I was 16 years old, and I didn't answer the call to preach till I graduated high school. And that was just something, if we didn't have the Lord and we didn't have our church, we didn't know where we would be. You know, who do you turn to? You know, you're someone out there that doesn't go to church or doesn't have a church family. I encourage you to get into it and put your life in it, because you never know what tomorrow is going to hold. And with something like this happened to us, I'm glad that was already established in our church, because if it wasn't for our faith and what we believe in, I don't know who we would turn to. You know, a lot of people might turn to drugs and might turn to drinking, and I'm not saying we're immune to anything, but we got something to lean on that's going to last forever.
Kind of like layers of armor.
Oh, yeah.
You protect yourself.
Yeah, that
you're
is
not
right.
as vulnerable to attack, because we are attacked in many different ways in this life. There's different things that challenge us. And then when we are attacked, if we're vulnerable or we have chinks in the armor and a weak spot, that's the place where we're going to be attacked the most.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And see, the night that we found out, it was late night. We'd been at a hospital all day. I mean, it was just a long day in general. And we found out that he had leukemia, and I was very upset because, like, why? You know, just asking the question why all the time. And that's when my husband kind of stepped in, and he just said, you know, why not us? You know, we have a great church, and we have a great family, and we have a great community. Why wouldn't it happen to us? And that's where it kind of hit me, where, yeah, you're right. Why wouldn't it be us? Why can't it be us? Because we know Baker can get through it. We know we have the Lord to help us. And he has, and he's answered so many miracles that, you know, a lot of people don't get. And we see a bunch of families when we're sitting at clinic where I just want to hug them, because I know that they're not as fortunate as our Baker is. And it's very sad, and it's very humbling, though, because the Lord has answered so much for us and for Baker.
And we can help. another family. You know, later on down the road, I know this is the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck and Car Show, but maybe, you know, dear years down the road, we can kind of step in and be the ones to be over this, because Leanne is over this, you know, now, and we're so thankful for her and how she's helped us out and get the word out. But we want this to go on, you know, and to help someone else on down the road that might be, you know, not as fortunate as we are. But we're just very thankful at the same time, because he's still here with us. And we know it's kind of a bad situation for him, but we're thankful that maybe he may not be able to remember all of this. So even though he's the one that's going through the cancer, we're the ones that's going to remember everything and how sick he was, and all the late nights. And we're just thankful that he's in a healthy state right now, and thankful for the doctors at Children's Hospital, and thankful for everyone that's helped out for us here today.
For listeners who just heard a truck crank in the background, we're at the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and More, hosted by Leanne Bennett. She hosted this event. She helped to create this event with a great team of people. And I know that Baker was looking forward to seeing one of those really big trucks when I talked to him outside just a few minutes ago.
Oh, yes. Yes, actually, I just stopped Leanne's son, Tucker, and Baker had pointed out a Tahoe that he wanted to ride in. I said, hey, I don't know who owns that, but Baker wants to ride in it. And he said, I'll go get him. So Baker, that was probably Baker in that Tahoe right then.
I really love the fact, Trent and Harley Joe, that the idea behind the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and More is to not just be for your family, but an extension beyond to other families. And I did, when I found out about Baker, I did try to connect you to some families by tagging others that I have had on the show that have gone through this experience through Children's and even through St. Jude, because there are, sadly, too many families who've had this experience. And I hope that you're able to connect with families in a way that you can see what they've gone through and their experience, and know where you can grow and where you can find strength.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the few things that I'm thankful for, or one of the many things I'm thankful for, our church family. There's actually a young woman in our church right now. Her son was diagnosed at two years old with leukemia, the same kind that Baker's got. And he's 5 now, I think, and
finished his last round last week.
Yeah, he finished his last round of chemo last week, and she has been there to answer every question that was able to have, so we're thankful for that.
Well, we know that Children's of Alabama is a great resource in Birmingham, Alabama, for many families. I was a child of Children's with my own issues as a young person, so I know the great team of people that are there at Children's. Now, that team has probably changed since I was there.
Yeah.
A lot of retirees. But the mission of Children's of Alabama to help save our children is an amazing effort.
Oh, yeah, they were truly amazing. I mean, from the cleaning ladies to the nurses to the doctors and everyone in between, they have just exceeded our expectations entirely. I mean, from he had to go to work one day, and I said, hey, I got to run down and get some pizza. Like, I'm hungry. That nurse never questioned anything. She just came in, sat down. Baker was screaming the whole time because all he wanted was me, but she just picked him up and held him like he was her own. And it was nice to be able to take a break for myself, but to also know, like, hey, he's taken care of, and I don't have to worry. And they don't ask questions. They just, I mean, as soon as I ask, they say yes, no matter what it is. And they're just all amazing, every one of them.
Right now, folks, we're at the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and More here in Cullman, Alabama, at the Cullman Agricultural Center. I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the plan for Baker. I want to talk about the support, how listeners can help your family. And I realize that this is the first annual event, and Leanne Bennett shared about how people can contact her. But let's talk about moving forward, because that's what it's all about, is moving forward. Once we hear the bad news, it's figuring out, okay, what do we need to do? What's the next step? And what's the process to get through this? So will y'all stick with me?
Yes.
All right. Folks, right now we have Trent and Harley Joe Shoemaker with me in Coleman, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I get on second base. Won't you dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are at the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and More. And we're delighted to have Trent and Harley Joe Shoemaker with me right now. You can hear in the background, I believe there may be some auctioning going on. There are some fun events for young people. I know Baker is enjoying this day, especially.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He has, from the time we parked the truck, he got out and ran straight to that fire truck. And, I mean, they picked him up, put him in there, and letting him touch whatever and probably press whatever. But they had to probably reset the whole truck. But he has just been having a blast from, I mean, bouncy houses to eating to just, I think, just seeing everybody, all the different kids and the trucks. And he's just had a ball.
He's all boy.
He's all boy. That's all there is to it. I mean, trucks, dirt, you name it, and he's right there in it.
Well, and as you mentioned, at your experience at Children's of Alabama, when you wanted to take a quick break and go grab a pizza that a nurse was willing to take Baker, and we want Baker to have as normal a life as possible, and even at the hospital experience with shots, and I remember those things, I remember how scary it can be. But at the same time, to still introduce those things to Baker to let him know that he can live his life full as a young person.
Oh, yeah. You know, at first we were like, no, we can't do this. We're not going to do this. But we kind of took a step back there for a minute, and we realized that, you know, Baker is still a kid, and he is two, and he don't understand fully what's going on. So we still go to church unless he don't feel like it. We still... You know, we might not go to Walmart like we used to, or we might not go out to eat, but I think last week I went to the car wash 3 times because that's what he likes doing. We went and paid bills. I stayed in the car. You know, it's just trying to keep somewhat of the normalcy for him, but he also knows he is sick, and he also knows our routine is, you know, on Mondays we go to the doctor, and, hey, I might have to get a shot, but I'm going to have this noodle, but it's going to make me feel better. And so... I think just trying to balance that out for me, especially now that Trent has went back to work, trying to keep him, you know, outdoors as much as possible, because that's what we were outside every day before he got sick. So just trying to keep his routine kind of about him besides going out and eating every Friday like we used to. I mean, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, he went to the barber shop. He got his hair cut.
A nice haircut.
I mean, that's the one thing children said, that his haircut, he had the best one on the floor, they kept telling him.
It's sharp, folks. Sorry this is radio, but it's really sharp.
It is. But we just kind of want to keep that. I mean, I'm sure our barber here in Coleman, he would love to come to the house and do it. And, you know, and later on he might have to do that. But right now, we're just trying to keep it as normal as we possibly can for Baker because, like I said, he don't understand. He's around kids today, you know, we're letting him play. Yeah, we're going to change his clothes when we get to that truck, and we're going to lasso him down, but he's not going to understand why. But he's going to remember being able to play today, and, hey, I'm a normal kid right now, is probably what he's thinking. I'm not sick. I feel fine. He took his medicine at 2. He knew he had to do it. He didn't cry, didn't complain, went right back to that bouncy house. So I think it's just trying to keep the normal for him right now.
I have a 7-year-old. Her name's Cora, mm-hmm. And it's my job to teach her. How many times can our children teach us? And in this particular situation, as you think about Baker and what you're learning as parents from a 2-year-old, mm-hmm. as he faces this.
I mean, yeah, we've learned a lot. Like, I can't even think of one thing in particular that we have learned.
Patience.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and Harley Joe are not very patient people. but Baker has been so patient and so good. Like, when we went into the hospital not knowing what was going on, he had 2 IVs in his arm. And 1 in each arm. And he was just so patient with them, just trying to figure out, because the first night when we got there, they didn't know what kind of leukemia he had, whether if it was one that was, you know, the more bad kind or the one that was, you know, the one more on the lenient side. And we figured out the next day that he had the one that was a little more lenient, and it was the one that you would want to have. That's what the doctors told us. But they still said it's the same journey. They treat all that cancer the same way. They get in there and they attack it. But we learned a lot of patience, mm-hmm. from just watching him go through something that he shouldn't have to, and how good he was. You know, he did fuss and he did cry, because, I mean, we would too. But we learned a lot of patience from our little boy. I mean, he was a trooper. I mean, he stuck it out, and they was able to let him do whatever he wanted to do. He took a bath when he wanted to take a bath, and then he was just very patient with them, because at first they didn't know what it was, what kind it was, and he was very patient that first night, and it was very scary for me and old Harley Joe here, and we didn't know what tomorrow was going to hold, but we know who holds it, and that's the faith and the hope that we stick to, and we're thankful for that, and we're thankful that, you know, we're not too old to quit learning. And the day you quit learning is the day that you just need to stop what you're doing and figure out something new.
Exactly. You know, Leanne Bennett reached out to me, and she shared about Baker. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out. As she was organizing the event, she was concerned about the number of people that were going to come out. She wanted this to be the very best event possible. I see that a lot of people have turned out. I want to make sure that listeners know how they can help your family outside of this area, outside of the state of Alabama, know how they can help Baker Shoemaker and your family.
Well, I know for sure. I mean, we have a Facebook too. It's Trent and Harley Joe Shoemaker. We have a joint account, but you can always reach out to us. I have a Venmo account. I don't know, many people might not have that, but I will be glad to give out my Venmo. It's the @ capital H lowercase ARLEY capital J lowercase O, and then it's a -, capital S, Shoemaker, Shoemaker.
Y'all can just reach out to us on our Facebook. Yeah. We can hook you up. That's what I was telling Mark earlier, that we didn't even know. We're not the ones that done all of this. It was all Leanne. It was people that have helped out. And even if there wasn't a lot of people that turned out today, Baker was still going to have a good time.
That's right.
You know, that's the least of our issue. Our issue now is just making sure our son is just loved and he gets everything that he needs.
So absolutely.
We thank everybody that's helped us out tremendously. It doesn't go unnoticed.
Did you know that this was in Leanne to do this kind of event?
I always see, I grew up with her kids. Her and my mom ran around together a lot, but I always knew she was a little bit on the crazy side to do something like this. But I honestly had no clue that she was capable of doing this much. I knew that she could, but I didn't know just how much she could do. And it really means a lot. I mean, like she had told you, you know, she called and told her kids, Tucker, within a couple hours, turned around and said, "Hey, I've already talked to these people, and this is what we want to do." And we were in the hospital when we found out that this was even going on. And it was a lot to us at that time. And his mom, my mother-in-law, she said, "You know what?" to my aunt. She said, "You just handle that. You go with Leanne and you handle that, because Harley, it's too much on Harley right now." And sure enough, we haven't had, I mean, they might ask us a couple questions and we'll say yes, no, maybe. Other than that, we showed up today. That's about
it. Wow, that's great.
It is. So they have done a lot, and it's very much appreciated.
As you mentioned, when you look at Baker, he's happy. Mm-hmm. He seems fully content here at this special event.
Oh, yeah.
What's the path moving forward for Baker as they go through treatment for him?
So there will be bad days. I have posted that on my Facebook multiple times. We try to live in the good days right now, and the good memories and the good moments, for sure the moments. But it's going to be about a 2-year, 3-month-ish road that we're going to be on. They said, you know, month 4, which will be in August, is when more likely he'll lose his hair. So that's going to be a hard month for Mama and Daddy especially. I've talked about shaving my head, but Trent shot that down, but that's okay. But month 6 is going to be a harder one. That's when we'll be giving him shots. So it's going to be a harder one on that one. But I think we don't have a choice but to push through. I mean, that's kind of what I say every day. I don't know about Trent, but I'm just like, I don't have a choice. Either we do this or we don't, and not doing it's not an option. So it's going to be a longer road, but we're going to be okay. I mean, we have, like you can see, we have a great support system. I know I might not know 20 people out there, but I can call them, and I know that they'll do whatever. After, I think, January, he'll start his maintenance, which is where I'm not sure exactly what maintenance means. I'm still new to it. We're still learning. But hopefully by January, the badder days, the worst days, will be over.
I'm sure you being a preacher, Trent, you had a prayer life already. What is your prayer life like after you find out a diagnosis like this?
To be honest, when I would go hit my knees, try to say something, I couldn't get nothing out. That's why I'm thankful for the scripture. It pops up into my head that the Holy Spirit will intervene for me and let Christ know my heart and what I'm trying to pray for, but I can't get out. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will intervene for me, and Christ will know what I'm trying to get out, even though I can't get it out. And that's why I'm thankful for that. I can't remember that scripture quite correctly, but my prayer life now, I mean, it's hard to pray about anything else. You know what I mean? When something happens right in your life like this, it's hard to pray for anything else. It's hard to pray for yourself, hard to pray for your wife, and it's hard to pray for anything else going on besides, Lord, you know, just help us get through this. Help my little son's body, you know, and spend a lot of time on the front porch just trying to figure out what we would do. And I finally just got to a point where, you know, life's got to go on. Society's going to go on. You know, I got a job to do. I got to get up and go to work every day. Harley Jo, she's got a job to do at home now that she's quit her job, and she's got a harder job than I do. And so we just got to pray, keep praying the same prayer that we've been praying. You know, Lord, you know, just help our little son, help his little body, and just help us get through today. And, you know, we don't pray about tomorrow. We don't pray about anything going on in the future. We pray about right now, just, you know, little victories. And that's what I talked to my pastor, and I said, you know, I don't know what else to pray for. And I feel bad, because how can I pray for something else right now? And me being a preacher, I know that sounds bad, but I'm just a man too at the same time. I'm not no better than the next guy. And but just trying to get down and really pray and be really sincere with God, and just start thanking him. And if I just sat there and I started thanking him for everything in my life, you know, I would still be in my altar spot out there at the shed. And I'd say my prayer life has gotten a lot better here lately. It's, even though it's something bad that's happened with our son, it's drawn us closer to God. And this day and age, I'm glad something like that has drawn us closer to God instead of further away. Because a lot of people would be like, why us? And, you know, why not us? At the same time, you know, what a testimony that we'll be able to help someone else. Because I know that we're going to be able to get through this. So why not show other people that's going to go through this that they can get through it too? And we can help them along the way.
And that's a great message for people listening right now. And Trent and Harley Jo, I know that you have a lot of people on the ground that are coming together to help you moving forward, and know that the Mark White Show, I'm here to help. It's like I told Leanne, whatever I can do to help your family, let me know. Reach out to me. Leanne, I know she'll reach out to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the type of person she is.
Oh, yeah.
But just know that I'm here, too.
Well, we appreciate it. We really do. It means a lot. Just like I commented multiple times on your stuff, it just means a lot, you sharing it when you didn't have to, you know. You don't have to do all this that you do and try to show the good in the community, but it means a lot that you do. Because, like I said before we started this, you know, there a bunch of people just see the bad, and we need to show people what's left, you know, the good that people are doing. And especially in today's time, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff, and it just means a lot that you are one of those people that just are just trying to show the good no matter what. And it means a lot that you have set us down and talk to us and care about our little boy, because we know you do, and or you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, thank you. As soon as I found out about Baker, I found out about Katie Taylor in Chelsea, Alabama, that was diagnosed with leukemia as well. She's the mother of two children. And then to think about, here's a mom that she's going through leukemia. We have Baker up here in Fairview, Alabama, going through leukemia.
Yeah.
We really are connected in a unique way as people. And if we see that connection and we see that we are connected and find out how we can help each other, the world will be a better place.
It will be, yes. It will. Actually, a woman out here today stopped me and said, you know, I just read your Facebook post. I don't really, I mean, for me sitting at home, she said, you know, I was just in tears crying for you, she said, and I felt my heart break for you as a mom. But she said, every single time I read your Facebook post, it's like you just put your faith in God and you just keep on just showing me how strong you are, and you give me comfort, she said. She said, because I hurt for you, but you're showing me how strong you are and how strong Baker is. And I said, well, trust me, behind that I'm squalling. I said, but I am glad that I give everybody else some type of comfort and that I'm showing how strong we are. But it's not us individually, it's the Lord helping us for sure. But actually, one of Trent's long distance cousins has reached out, and she knows a family in Arab. Their little girl was diagnosed a couple days after Baker. Baker's is more favorable to chemo, and this little girl's is not. And, you know, those parents are struggling right now really bad. But she said that, you know, asking if I could reach out to them. I have not done that yet because I know how overwhelming it is. But I plan to very soon of, hey, listen, you're going through a really hard time, and I understand. I was there 2 weeks ago. Like, I know. But you can do it. You have to do it because that's your baby. And I just try, I want to be a support system for all those that don't have a good support system like we do at home, or maybe their community's not stepping up like ours did, and I want to be that one that they call or they text or they message or whatever and show up on my doorstep. I don't care, but I want to be that for somebody where they can say, look, Harley's going through this, let me call her, she'll come to your house, you can go to her house, she'll help you do whatever. If you need her to give your baby a shot, she'll do it. I might not can give mine, but I can try to give it to you. But I want to be that for somebody in case they don't have what we have, because what we have is very special. All these people here are very special to us, even if we might not know them. They have been great today. And there's been people that I've seen from my high school that we talked about earlier that I haven't talked to. One lives in Kentucky, and she was here today. How she... Maybe this was a special trip, maybe it wasn't, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her. But, you know, I saw her from a distance. I'm like, wow, like, why is she here is what I was like. But she's here because that's what you do. When you're a close community like Fairview was and Fairview is, it's just what you do. You show up when a family needs you to show up. And that's what everybody here today has done for us. And we really appreciate it.
You and Trent make a great team. Just remember that.
Y'all
are teammates.
Yeah,
and y'all are in this together. You know, and when those nights get lonely and dark and you don't know where to turn, you can turn to each other, obviously, and find strength in each other. And that remains. And y'all have now Baker between you so that y'all can love on him and care about him and then also accept the love that other people want to show your family.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
It is.
Yeah, and everything that we have it because the Lord allowed us to have.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of folks don't have what we have, so we want to try to fill that gap for other folks, too. You know, I know this is the first annual, but maybe around the third or fourth annual, after we're done with the chemo and Baker's treatments and everything, and maybe when everything's okay, that we can kind of step in and keep this going and try to fill that gap, fill that void for someone that doesn't have what we have, so... Yeah.
You've been hearing the music in the background, folks. We are at the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and More
This is an annual event. We want to again thank Leanne Bennett and the great team who came together to make this event so special in Cullman, Alabama. And thank you, Trent and Harley Joe Shoemaker, for taking a few minutes to share with listeners about Baker's story. He's a two-year-old that we're praying for and we're in support of. And anything that your family needs, you let us know.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Folks, I've been coming to you from Cullman, Alabama at the Cullman Agricultural Center, the first annual Baker Shoemaker Truck Car Show and more. I hope that you will find an opportunity to support the Shoemaker family as they move forward with this leukemia battle for two-year-old Baker. If the Mark White Show is making a difference in your life, I want you to share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a special edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine. Oh,
this is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.